It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are good. If you hear the sound of my voice, I'm wishing you nothing but the best. I'll be hanging out here on the radio with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. You can always listen to the show every weekday. That means Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That's when we get started. So whether you're at work, you're at home, you're going to or from or back and forth, or you still making the money, doing something else, thank you for listening. Like I said, I'll be here with you for one more hour. And if you've missed a second or a minute of the show, hit rewind on the Odyssey app. You can start from the beginning. You can start from last hour. You can listen to our conversation with Scott Miller from the New York Times. We talked about the World Series, talked about basketball, football. We talked about it all. As a matter of fact, we got some games going on right now that I'm going to update you on momentarily. Besides the Odyssey app, you can always listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. 158 on Sirius. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is oh so simple. Hey, we got Thursday Night Football in Los Angeles. It's this place called SoFi Stadium. Right now, this second, this minute, the Los Angeles Rams are threatening, and they have just tied the game. Hickey, did you see who caught the touchdown pass to tie the game?
I'm about to. Can I take a guess? Is it Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp caught the touchdown.
Welcome back.
Now they'll trade him tomorrow. Or maybe not. The price has gone up.
First round pick now.
Right. Is that what happens? If he stinks, you can get a good deal on him. But now he caught a touchdown. Now the price goes up. This is sad. Right now, Minnesota, this is a formality. Can I assume they'll make the extra point, Hickey? And if they don't, I just fix it?
Right. I think let's assume.
Okay. They're about to kick the ball now. I could wait 2 seconds. Come on, kick the stupid ball. There we go. 14-14. It's all tied up. Minnesota they did lead 14-7, but Cooper Kupp, he just caught a 7-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford, and now the game is tied at 14-all. As of right now, this is kind of crazy. I'm waiting on Sam Darnold. Hickey, Sam Darnold's going to be good all year long, and he's going to turn into a pumpkin. Sam Darnold is perfect right now. He's 8-for-8, 97 yards, and he has thrown for 2 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford, he has thrown 2 touchdowns of his own. His first touchdown pass went to running back Kyron Williams, and the second one just went to Cooper Kupp, who has been out. This man's been dealing with an ankle injury. We know Cooper Kupp has also been in all sorts of trade rumors, and he's back. And he's back, and he scores a touchdown. And Puka Nacua is here as well. And so Puka Nacua already in his return. 4 receptions for 64 yards, and Cooper Kupp, that touchdown pass was his first reception of the game. So what a way to return when your name is swirling around in all of these trade rumors. Pretty wild what's going on. Matthew Stafford, he actually said this before the game. He's like, you know what? You know what I'm happy to have back? Cooper Kupp. Listen to what Matthew Stafford had to say.
I'm excited for him. He loves football. He's missing being out there. So I'm excited for him, excited for our offense, our team. You know, he's a great player.
Yeah, he just caught a touchdown pass. And Cooper Kupp, he was doing all this talking about the Vikings defense. They have one of the worst passing defenses in the league. They give up a lot of yards. Let's just put it that way. Almost 260 passing yards a game. They got some names on that defense, but they give up a lot of yards. And Cooper Kupp said, yeah, the defense is going to be a challenge, until he caught the touchdown.
They play hard. Guys fly around. They've even, you know, been able to adapt to some of the injuries, some of the things that have come about, and found some creative ways to continue to get pressure on offenses and obviously create a great challenge. So I'm excited about being able to go through this short week and, you know, find ways to attack it. And, yeah, it's obviously going to be a great challenge, though.
One hell of an audition for Cooper Kupp. We know that the Kansas City Chiefs inquired about Cooper Kupp, but the price was too high. And they got their hands on DeAndre Hopkins, getting him in a trade from the Tennessee Titans. And so if you think about this, where the hell is Cooper Kupp going to end up? Like, you have to figure tonight is an audition. Is he going to end up on the Steelers opposite George Pickens? Is Cooper Kupp on his way to the Baltimore Ravens? I mean, the Buffalo Bills got their guy in Amari Cooper. We've seen the wide receivers move around. I would still think Deontay Johnson moves or gets traded. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he goes back to the Steelers. I have no idea. Hickey, where do you think Cooper Kupp ends up?
I think a really intriguing team is the Lions.
Wow.
Because Greg,
Another one.
In part because, like, Greg called before, right, Greg in Michigan, about asking how to replace Aiden Hutchinson. And I agree with what you said. There is no replacing Aiden Hutchinson. He's, like, there's no defensive end on the market you could trade for right now. Every single guy bandied about is not getting traded. Max Crosby's not getting traded. Myles Garrett's not getting traded. So you can't go out in the trade market and get someone that's a really good defensive end that you can somewhat replace Hutchinson's production with. So if you still want to, you know, be a Super Bowl contender, why not, instead of trying to stop people, outscore them and add
in another one,
right? Cup to Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have some questions behind St. Brown anyway. I mean, talk about Jameson Williams today.
Oh boy.
Second suspension he's gotten for, you know, different violations. I don't think you can trust him to be your true number two. I think he's honestly a bonus at this point. Why not get a guy that played with Jared Goff before, knows him, can fit right in, and who's a proven, you know, mismatch when he's healthy and on the field?
You say you might as well go for it, go all in, right? What's the worst?
What are you waiting for? The window's right now.
Yeah, we know Jared Goff, and somebody called, and he's like, Jared Goff doesn't get enough attention. Well, Lamar Jackson exists. You know, what the hell are we sitting around talking about the guy in second place? And that would probably be what Jared Goff is if the season ended today when it comes down to MVP. But he's having another solid year, a 1,600 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. You know, who would be shocked if at any point before his career is up if Jared Goff, you know, actually won a Super Bowl? I mean, this guy was highly touted coming out of Cal. He was drafted number one overall, spent his whole life and career out in California, found the biggest of success out in Detroit. It wasn't like he, you know, left things in a void in Los Angeles. They just upgraded. That's it. And it worked out for them. And so let's slow down, you know, just a little bit. Jared Goff, he went to a Super Bowl. He ain't win, but he was there. And then they traded him. And so he's good. But to add another weapon for him to just throw the rock around to, that would be out of this world. I don't know if it'd be worth it, but it'd be out of this world. I think there's some other teams that would be more desperate. Come on now. The Steelers aren't desperate for a wideout. I'd be moving hell into high earth. And I know this doesn't necessarily maybe come into thought. Hickey, I would be afraid of Cooper Kupp with all of his leg injuries. I would be afraid of him playing outside in the elements and in the cold in the wintertime. Is that just me, or does that make sense?
No, it does, right? Body gets creakier. The hits feel harder. You fall into the grass, especially. That's tough ground. So it helps that you play in a dome. And again, if the Lions continue to win the way they're winning, you may have home field for 1, 2 games, maybe all 3. I think that's huge.
Yeah, I think Cooper Kupp at this stage of his career, he is. And I know this sounds weak, this sounds soft, but Cooper Kupp is a guy who's built to play inside. Like, I don't see this dude outside, you know, battling it out in the elements, and his leg gets tight and he gets hit. And now he's broken and busted up. He needs to play somewhere where it is climate controlled, where it's warm. I don't want to call him a soft football player, because ain't no football player soft, not by any stretch. But given his injury history, I would really be concerned, what he would be playing for a team in the NFC North. But tonight, not too shabby, catching a touchdown in his first game back from the ankle injury and being on the trade block. So I'm sure some sucker is going to wake up and say, oh, we got a trade for him in the The Rams are going to say, hey, it's going to cost you more. He's still good, so it's gonna ring you up. Speaking of still good, there are a lot of people who don't necessarily believe in this guy. I ain't one of them. DeAndre Hopkins, he passed his physical today at 32 years old. He's officially a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to be on the receiving end of passes from one of the greatest of all time, and Patrick Mahomes. And DeAndre Hopkins, let's just say he was happy to have found this home, because now he has football games that actually matter. Listen to this.
It takes your game to a different level. It takes your focus, your drive, knowing that you're playing for something. It takes your game to a different level. I haven't played meaningful football in a couple years since, you know, we probably started 8-0 in Arizona. It takes your game to a different level.
Yeah, well, this man is going to be competing for a Super Bowl. Sign me up, right? This man went, let's think about this. He is going when he ain't healthy. Mason Rudolph, Will Levis. It's a Patrick Mahomes. Come on now. This man hit the quarterback jackpot. I'm happy for the guy. And people were kind of weirded out today. He was wearing the number 8. He's been wearing the number 10, Arizona, the Tennessee Titans. And so DeAndre Hopkins, he was asked why he has on a different number. And this is what he said.
Kobe Bryant, one of my favorite athletes of all time. So I knew if I ever got the chance to wear number 8, just like when I picked number 10, Messi was my favorite. Soccer player, underdog, felt like me at the time coming out of college. And, you know, Kobe, you know, it's number 8, it's a special number.
Hickey, I had no idea. He wore 10 for Messi. I never would have thought. How about that?
Same. No idea. Also, it could be wrong. Was D-Hop a first-round pick?
Who?
D-Hop? Sorry, DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, Hop. I was like, who the hell are you talking about? He was selected number 27 in 2013.
Interesting to hear the underdog role.
27th?
Yeah, you hear him? He goes, oh, you know, I choose 10. Messi's my favorite guy. Underdog. I feel like that's a lot inside me as well. I never got the underdog vibe from DeAndre Hopkins, but I guess deep down he believes it.
Let's take a look at the wide receivers selected ahead of him, okay?
I bet there's a lot of messes here.
Oh my God. Wow, not even in the league anymore. Tavon Austin, okay?
Oh, he was fun.
Yep, he gone. That's it. That was the only that was the only wide receiver selected in front of him. That's it.
Wow.
Oh, my God. The New York Jets, D. Milliner. Where are these guys at? Am I looking at the right year? I got to correct.
Oh, man.
This is 2013?
That feels like a lifetime ago.
Oh, man. I don't think a lot of these guys are even here.
Who's number one that year?
Eric Fisher. Lineman.
Been in the league for years.
Luke Jokel for Jacksonville? I don't even know who that guy is.
Yeah, I remember him. Bust.
Yeah, 2017. He was done. Oh, my God. Deion Jordan, defensive end for Miami. Well, he played. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Oh, this guy did not play. Oh, my God. 2015, did not play. Violation of league substance abuse policy. Okay. Lane Johnson. Wow. Okay, he's still rolling. Wow. Lane Johnson. Okay, him. Ezekiel Ansah. Is he still playing for the Lions? No. Wow. He's been done for years, too.
Oh,
whoa.
Really? I was going to say, yes.
Ziggy. That's what they called him, right?
Ziggy.
Damn. COVID took him out. Damn. Not necessarily, but.
Not literally.
Did he get hurt? What happened to him? He played 2 games in 2020, and then he never played an NFL game again. Ziggy Ansah. Whoa. I need to Google him later. Why did he leave? Barkavius Mingo.
Oh. At LSU.
Wow. Hickey, only, I can count them right now. There are only 4 players from the first round of the 2013 NFL draft who are still active. Lane Johnson, Justin Pugh, the lineman, DeAndre Hopkins, and Cordarrelle Patterson, who is now, what is he at? Pittsburgh. Yeah. Oh, Zach Ertz, second round, is still playing.
Okay.
Darius Slay is still playing, second rounder.
Big play Slay.
Geno Smith, second, is still playing. Look at Geno Smith, okay. Robert Woods, second round, is still playing. How about that? Oh, my goodness. Wow, Geno Smith. last one of the last guys here, Jonathan Hankins, a defensive tackle still. And here we go, third round. The most famous of them all. Oh, a lot of guys. Travis Kelce. 2013 draft.
Oh.
Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger, still playing. Teron Armstead, still playing, offensive lineman.
Barely, but playing.
Yeah. Keenan Allen, still here. Wow. Marquise Goodwin, still playing. Wow.
This is year 12. I did the math.
Wow.
For those players drafted in 2013. Well, that's a good lifespan.
They say the average NFL career is what, 3 to 4 years?
So these guys tripled it.
And we have only four first rounders. Only four players out of 32 are still around from the 2013 draft. And DeAndre Hopkins is one of them. So, Hickey, you're right. You know, how and why he feels like an underdog, I have no idea. But he is going to be playing some meaningful football. It's kind of crazy that Geno Smith was also in that draft coming out of West Virginia. That is absolutely crazy. Wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of Geno Smith, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, ironically, coincidentally, Geno Smith, he had some words for another quarterback who's, well, damn it, he's trying to turn his second year into a good one. It's Bryce Young. What the hell could Geno have to tell Bryce? I'm going to tell you on the other side. We'll give you another update on Thursday Night Football, update you on some of the basketball that's taking place. And then speaking of college in West Virginia, that's where Geno went. There was a big old upset by a school that's local here right near me in Georgia. I'm going to tell you about it on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, you know, we talked some football. Kind of crazy that DeAndre Hopkins is 32 years old, is one of the few players, well, not one of the few, one of the few first-round picks who's still running around here in the NFL. Travis Kelce is still in the league. Lane Johnson still in the league. Wild, wild stuff. It's tough to stick around. Geno Smith is also someone who was selected in the third round of that 2013 draft by the New York Jets out of West Virginia. And we know Geno Smith, man, he has had his ups and he has had his downs, more downs than ups. And he most recently has been the starting quarterback for the past few years with the Seattle Seahawks. A couple of years ago, this man threw 30 touchdowns, helped this team get to the postseason. Right now, not all that. Well, let me be fair to the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks have a record of 4-3. They have the Buffalo Bills this upcoming week. They just beat the Falcons here in Atlanta. But nobody's all that high on the Seahawks. They're one of these teams that they're a bubble team to potentially go on a run if they can secure a wild card. But Geno knows, having played for the New York Jets and having to back up and for the Chargers and Seattle, he knows about fighting for a spot. And so Geno Smith was on Up and Adams, and he talked about Bryce Young, or he was asked about Bryce Young, because we know this former first-round draft pick had higher expectations, obviously, than Geno Smith coming into the league. But the Panthers are 1-6. Bryce Young lost his starting job 2 games into the season. Dave Canales, the new head coach coming up from Tampa Bay, he told him to have a seat. We're putting in Andy Dalton. Well, they won 1 game. They still have 6 losses. And Andy Dalton, unfortunately, he was in a car accident a few days ago. And so now he has a sprained thumb. And so not like you want an injury, let alone a car accident, to change, you know, who you have at quarterback. But this is how Bryce Young is getting a shot. This is how he's getting an opportunity. And if he could take advantage of it against Denver, maybe he'll keep his job. Now, having said that, the Denver Broncos have one of the best defenses in the NFL. They're probably going to rip this man to shreds. But Geno Smith, this is what he told Kay Adams about advice for Bryce Young.
Go out there and cut it loose. You know, have no regrets. You know, the thing about getting opportunities is that you don't know when the next one's going to come. And so when you got your opportunity, you got to, you know, kind of grab the bull by the horns and you got to take it and run with it. And so, you know, Bryce is a player who's done so many great things in his life. He should be confident. He should be ready for this moment. Prepare as hard as you can. Work hard throughout the week because your preparation is going to bleed into the game. And then once you get out there on the field, trust your eyes, trust your feet, and cut it loose, man. Have no regrets. Leave it all on the field.
Hickey, what? You just go, okay, right? Geno Smith tells that. You just go, okay, Geno, right? Like, Geno Smith he's like one season away from being a backup again. But I guess he's qualified, right? He's been a starter. He's had all things considered, he's had an okay career, right?
Right. He's definitely reclaimed it more than I ever would have thought, to be honest with you. He's salvaged it. But so if you're Bryce Young, obviously you hope your ceiling is a lot higher than just reaching Geno Smith's level. But to your point, I mean, Geno's experienced a lot of lows, right? Coming in, supposed to be the guy for the Jets, having to go the backup route for a while, not knowing if he'll ever get a starting job again, gets with the Seahawks, gets him to the playoffs. So there's at least a guy that has been through it and has seen the other side, at least.
Yeah. The only person to give him worse advice is Jameis. imagine getting a phone call or a text from Jameis. You'd be like, oh, my God, he's calling me again. Getting ready to talk to him for you're going to give him a speech for 5 minutes about preparing for the game. He's like, bro, I'm playing the Broncos. What do you want from me? I got no choice but to cut it loose. They're going to destroy me. What do you want from me? Hey, good luck to Bryce Young. Dave Canales, who I'm sure did not want to make this move. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. He talked about Bryce Young being excited for this opportunity. Listen to this.
He's excited about it. He's been an absolute stud through this whole process. He's been engaged, involved in what we're doing. And so he's excited about this opportunity. I'm fired up for him to just have another opportunity to get in there and play some football.
Hickey, he might last the rest of the season. Is he the quarterback for the future?
In Carolina, no. I don't think his career is over, but I think his career in Carolina is over. That team right now is a dumpster fire. Probably going to have another fire sale at the end of the year. Restart, you know, maybe not with the coaching staff, but at least restart the roster. I'd be surprised if Bryce Young's on the team next year. I think he can bounce back, but right now, Carolina, it's done.
What little quarterback is run? Like Kyler Murray is probably, well, you know what? Kyler Murray is probably, he is shorter than him, I believe. I definitely know he's more athletic. Kyler Murray isn't running around winning anything consistently, and he can get away with doing things, creating first downs and offense, whether with his legs or with his arm, because of his athleticism. How is this ever going to work for Bryce Young when Bryce Young is not as athletic? I don't see it happening.
What about Baker Mayfield? Similar stature.
Touche. You're right. Doesn't move, doesn't run.
Right.
He gets out there when he needs to. You know, just run straight line, slide.
Bryce can do the same.
Yeah, he can. You know what? Good point. Yeah, but I believe Baker is bigger than Bryce, don't you think?
I think you're right. I mean, it's comparable, but I think Baker's bigger.
Even from a height and weight perspective, Bryce is not only short, he's not carrying weight. You know, I could see Baker, and you know Baker, he has he has the midsection protector on. Bryce Young is listed. Oh my God, listed. Hickey, it says he is 5'10", 204 pounds. That's what he's listed at. This is on Pro Football Reference. I don't know what it says on ESPN, but I'm sure he weighs more than 204 right now. Maybe he doesn't, but 5'10", 204 for an NFL quarterback? You said Baker, right? Baker Mayfield. Let's see. He has to be, what, 6 flat, maybe?
That's what I would guess.
6'1", 215. That's a little bit more.
3 inches is a big difference.
Yeah, and I don't think at his age, you know, Baker is going to, he's 29 right now. He turns 30 in April. Baker looks like he's carrying around a little bit more than 215. These might be some, you know, from years ago. I find it hard to see, you know, Bryce lasting. It's a hard knock life, you know, from what he did and going from Alabama, and he might be too small for the league. I can tell you that Kyler Murray, I've met Kyler. He ain't all that big. He's about my height and thicker. Big as hell, but man, he's running around killing it out here. I don't know if he'll ever win anything, but damn, what a world. And speaking of college, Hickey, I know you saw this. Kennesaw State is just like right up the road from me. It's not far at all. Love their colors, the black and yellow, and the team is the Owls. They beat Liberty. They beat Liberty. I don't know how. I don't know why. Kennesaw State didn't win a game. You got the Flames that were undefeated. They lost 27-24. I'm not going to tell you I watched this game. I did not. But I was just shocked to see this result. Listen to this. This is from Kennesaw State. This is their own radio network with the students. Listen to this final call.
Come on, defense. Massive prevent here from the Flames on 35. Snap, three-man rush. Salter throws right side. Caught by Gray. Laterals it back.
Oh, get it, get it, get it.
Around. Gray picks it up. He's stumped. Ball comes out. Kennesaw State can now rush the field. Give me Liberty. 27-24. Kennesaw State takes down the undefeated Flames and has its first FBS win in Conference USA.
Yeah, this is they in Conference USA. This is their first FBS win. Liberty were favored by about 27 points to win this. 27 points. And I get it. I get it. It's Conference USA. But this is nuts. Who saw this coming? Take a listen to their head coach, Brian Bohannon, and he talked about knocking off Liberty. It's from CBS.
I could not be more proud of that group of young men, the coaches, the staff. Persevered through some tough times, came out here and fought our tails off tonight. How about them freaking Owls, baby?
Hickey, you know who cares about Kennesaw State down here?
Nobody?
Yeah, people who go to Kennesaw State, that's it. That is it.
You don't want to drive up there or down and out.
Out.
You don't want to drive out and storm the field?
No. 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 Nobody. No. Nobody talks about Kennesaw State, bro.
Oh, up until this point, rightfully so.
There's the Bulldogs. There's Georgia Tech. People talk more about Georgia State and Georgia Southern before people get to Kennesaw State. Just doesn't happen. And so congratulations on them getting a little bit of love. And Hickey, you also, speaking of upsets, this is not an upset. This is ugly. What happened and what's going on with Pitt right now?
Pitt is hosting Syracuse. Syracuse's quarterback, as if you might remember, is Kyle McCord, former Ohio State quarterback. He has done something, Jared, I don't think I've ever seen in my football-watching career here. He has, in the first half, thrown four interceptions. Three of them returned for touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
It's 31-0 Pitt over Syracuse. 21 points directly off the right arm of Kyle McCord. And he's out there for the second half.
They put him back out there?
They threw him back out there to start the second half.
Well, didn't Kyle McCord was getting dissed in, what was that, Hard Knocks, right? Was that the New York, was it the New York Giants? Somebody was saying, hey, they were talking to Marvin Harrison Jr., and they were just like, oh, yeah, your quarterback or something wasn't all that good in college. He just looked ahead like he didn't hear him.
That's right, the Giants. Yes, in like the meeting at the draft. That's right.
Damn.
Or at the combine.
So you throw three interceptions. Wait, excuse me. Four?
Four interceptions, three returned for touchdowns. That's crazy. Three pick sixes in one half.
What do you... You just ignore him in a locker room. That's what you do, right? You don't say. Like, you act like he doesn't exist. Like, there's nothing to say. It's either you're going to get benched or you pat him on the ass and go back out there. Go get him.
How bad is the backup where you can't even get benched after throwing three pick sixes?
Oh, what is the backup? His pride is probably more hurt than anybody else's. He hasn't even played. He's like, damn, I ain't never getting in this game.
That's what they think of me, damn.
This guy, damn. Marco Belletti, what do you tell a guy who's thrown a 4 interceptions and 3 for touchdowns to the other team.
You don't. There's nothing to tell them other than go sit down. So if they're not going to tell them that, I don't know what the hell they're going to go tell them.
Yeah, it's rough. Oh, my God. Christian Darrisaw. Oh, what a knee sprain or something. Man.
You know, I got to look it up. I don't know if I had the time. Who is the backup for Syracuse? Because I feel like that conversation with whoever standing next to him right now is probably the conversation you want to hear.
Hey, well, if you're never going to get into the game.
Look, we've all been disgruntled. We've all been hanging out with people that are disgruntled. I would love to hear him talking to whoever's near him, because I don't think it matters who it is. It could be a backup offensive lineman. It could be another wide receiver. It could be a guy that's actually playing. Whoever it is, I'm sure is hearing all kinds of, they don't ever think of me like this. They don't ever let me do this in practice. I just want to hear that conversation. I want to hear the bitching that's going on that sideline, because I would imagine he's the only one talking right now.
What, later tonight he's going to be writing in his diary? Like, dear diary, this is what they think of me, right?
Maybe, but that would be like introspective. I want to hear the pure anger. I want to hear the rage, because he's, look, 31-0 with 4 turnovers and 3 pick sixes. You think anybody's talking on that sideline? You could probably hear him in the third row.
Yeah, they're probably ready to go. Who's the away team? Oh, man. Oh,
Syracuse.
Syracuse is away?
They're away.
They have to travel back home together after this crap?
It's going to be a quiet plane ride, like Marco said.
This I was going to say they could have some booze, but you can't give the student-athletes beer on a plane. You can't.
You can't even do that with the pros.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, wait.
No, you can't.
The pros,
technically.
Technically, yes.
You can't.
Yes, technically.
None of the...
Didn't someone get in trouble last year?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Was that...
Taylor Heinicke, I think.
That's right. He had the video of him like with the...
I'm almost positive. There's a video and you could see...
The trash bag of beers right next to him.
Yeah, and that's no good. Look, they're not going to enforce that. They're not even going to get check. But you can't have documentation. You're not supposed to be having any alcohol in the planes.
Why can't we? Oh, because the guys, they have to drive home after. That's right.
And we also, what was that, a Titans assistant that got busted a DWI after a Thursday night game?
Yep, and there's a player as well. It's Sunday, Monday, Thursday, he got busted DUI out of the facility. He didn't make it that far at all.
That's what I mean. So, again, that makes sense. If you're telling me that they got to drive home, then, yeah, you can't get them loaded on the plane and then tell them to go drive home. You know, it doesn't make any sense. I don't care how much their body hurts. It doesn't make any sense.
You're telling me they're not getting picked up from the airport at 2 a.m. on a Friday morning?
If you got the organizations all got the Ubers lined up and they're, the line of caddies or the Lincolns are out in front to drive them home, then it's different. But if not, and you got to tell them to go home. Yeah, you can't load them up.
Right. You're right. I'm just trying to make the plane ride back easier. But, yeah, you got to think about after the plane ride. Yeah. What happens when you get in your car? Yeah,
for college, at least, they'll probably bus them back, so they're not driving their own cars.
It's a campus?
It's a campus.
Yeah, so, but then not everybody is 21.
Well, that's, yes. Yeah. Well, Colin McCord is. He's pretty old, so. if he sneaks it on
up
there. I don't know about the backup, but he may need some, too.
Well, Cam Riser, when he comes back for his, what, 8th, 9th year next year?
On AARP.
he's buying beers at the corner store for his teammate.
With his Social Security money.
I know. Hey, Cam, can you get Social Security? What, that check comes once a month? He's like, hey, can you get us some beers from the corner store? not old enough yet. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, what a world. Let's get out of here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up, tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we get into a few things that took place this day in sports history, it's day 3 of the NBA season, and it's a good time to tell you about the Dependable Player of the Week, sponsored by Depend and the Prostate Cancer Foundation, reminding you that health is a long game and screening your prostate cancer is easier than ever. You can learn more at depend.com. Kevin Durant, he was very dependable last night with the Suns. This man hit the game-time shot with less than 30 seconds left to send the game to overtime. The Suns hung on in the debut of the Intuit Dome. to beat the Clippers 116-113. Durant finished with 25 points, 7 rebounds, and even missed 2 free throws. He was still dependable. I guess that wall, that new wall that they built out there, that fan wall, it had him shook. He'll be okay. It's Kevin Durant, one of the greatest scorers ever. But you know what? It's the end of the show. You know what we do at this time? It's time to go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is October 24th. The year is 2024, but on this day in sports history, October 24th, 1959, Wilt Chamberlain, he made his NBA debut for the Philadelphia Warriors. Those Warriors beat the Knicks 118-109. Wilt Chamberlain finished the night, what a shock, 43 points to go along with 28 rebounds. And I have other feeling he was doing other things after the game. Hey, this day in sports history, October 24th, 1992, the Toronto Blue Jays, they became the first non-American team to win the World Series. The Jays went over the Braves in 6 games. Matter of fact, they won game 6, 4-3. Let's take a listen to this from 1992, courtesy of MLB.
Kimbrel, Nixon bunts. Kimbrel on it, throws to first. For the first time in history, the World Championship banner will fly north of the border. The Toronto Blue Jays are baseball's best in 1992.
Pretty crazy. You might recall in 1993, they beat Philly and you had Joe Carter walk it off. Pretty amazing victory. 92-93. Shout outs to the Blue Jays. October 24th, the year 2010. Remember D'Angelo Hall? Defensive back? Yeah. He tied an NFL record. 4 interceptions in 1 game, including taking one back to the house for 92 yards. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of Fox.
A quarter and a half for the Bears, and not a way to start it. Blitz coming. And D'Angelo Hall snatches it away and races down the sideline with a man to beat. He got a block, and Hall will go the distance. My, oh my. Third interception for D'Angelo Hall. Deep ball. D'Angelo Hall with his 4th interception of the game.
Washington beat the Bears 17-14. You want to know who threw 4 of those interceptions? The guy who got arrested last week for being drunk and running around with guns and causing accidents. Jay Cutler. Hickey, you think Jay Cutler can call Kyle McCord tonight?
Hey, Jay did throw 3 pick sixes.
Oh, you're right. He did.
He only had 1.
He didn't. And I don't know if is he allowed to make a phone call right now? He's probably out on bail somewhere.
I would definitely assume so for sure, but yeah, maybe not more than 1 call.
I hope he's in the house drinking water. Okay. Let's put it that way.
But guns away.
No guns. Yes, no guns. Absolutely. No guns. Hope not. October 24th, 2021, Tom Brady. He becomes the first quarterback to throw 600 career touchdown passes. The Bucks beat the Giants 30-10. Tom Brady, let's listen to him be great again. This is from CBS.
Evans, 600 innings.
Oh, that was the 600. Gotcha. I've never heard of 600 in anything in football, but Brady has it with a strike to Evans over the middle using his size. And how good is that 600, Jim?
Yeah, that Tom Brady guy. Oh, just everything. Just everything. Ended up finishing his career the very next year. 649 touchdowns. You couldn't tell? Yeah, he has the most touchdowns of all time. Hey, what's going on tonight? Well, Dallas Mavericks getting ready to finish off the San Antonio Spurs. About less than 2 minutes left in the game. 118-105, they lead San Antonio. Victor Wembanyama with 17 points. Chris Paul in his Spurs debut with only 3 points. Luka with 28. Klay Thompson, 22 points in his debut. 6 of 10 from deep. Kyrie Irving has 15 points. Meanwhile, Thursday night football, The second half is getting underway in Los Angeles. Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Rams, they are tied at 14 points apiece. Okay, Cooper Kupp, in his first game back, this man has a touchdown. Now, when he gets traded, we'll see, and we will figure that out next. Thank you so much to Scott Miller from the New York Times for joining us to talk about the World Series. We know Game 1 is tomorrow in Los Angeles. We'll be talking about the game. We'll get you all set and ready for all the college football over the weekend as well as the NFL. And yeah, the NBA is back. Let's see what happens between tonight and tomorrow. So much going on. And tomorrow, yeah, L.A., big time, center of the sports universe. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. L.A. is going to be jumping. They got basketball and football and baseball and World Series. They got everything in L.A. tomorrow night. We'll get into it. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you, man?
Ryan _ Hickey and the number 3.
Yeah, go ahead and follow Hickey. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's done. It's over. It's a wrap. If you missed a minute or a second, rewind on the free Odyssey app. But right now, don't move. Don't do anything. Don't leave. Because coming up next is Bart Winkler here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much for listening. Be safe, be cool, be well, be smooth. Thank you, Hickey.